Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Halloween's a week away. So it's time to talk about... Let's do ghost stories today, shall we?
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I get scared.
Do you have any?
Yeah.
Wow.
I lived in a home with a ghost.
Oh my God, we didn't even ask you before we did this.
I know.
You really do? Like, you feel like you did?
Well, in college, my two roommates were more convinced than me because I was away for a semester and a lot of weird stuff was happening. Like, they were in, like, the sound upstairs of the TV would turn on full blast randomly in the middle of the night for no reason. And then another time, my roommate was taking a shower and she heard a knock from inside the wall. On a wall that there would be no one else there. There was no reason anyone would be inside the TV, essentially.
Do you know what I love about this? And I hate about it because it says so much about we as humans' behavior. Like, those things happen. That's wild. And then you just, like, somehow compartmentalize it and stay there.
Yeah. Like, we lived there another year.
What?
Yeah, I came back.
I'm sorry. Something just knocked on the wall.
Right.
Let's get the F out of here.
Right. No.
Yeah, that's not enough for to make
you
move.
It's not like dangerous.
Yeah.
You were fine,
it's
right?
Not dangerous yet,
I
but
wasn't
it's like
there.
Unexplained phenomenon like that. Like, things like that have happened in my basement at my parents' house.
Uh-uh.
And you're just like, and eventually it became a game. Like, we would be, I remember I had all these CDs. And like, I'm a freak, organized, alphabetized.
Okay.
Everything's perfect. And there was hundreds of them. And it's like, I'd come downstairs and it'd be like two or three CDs in each thing, like pulled out.
And you don't think anyone else was down there?
No. So then I just push them back in, think nothing of it. And then one day I was telling one of my friends and they're like, what is it? And it was like albums like Out of This World. Trying to think of all... It was like a message.
It was like it was going wink, wink.
Yes. But then it's like, oh, you play music loud, it vibrates.
Right.
And those CDs come out of the racks. But understand this. I go buy a new CD. Oh, this is Africa from Toto.
Ooh.
Well, guess what? I have to move everything.
That's crazy, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's, oh man. So if you're smart, you just leave little gaps. In certain spots, so you get you. It's like I leave a little gap around D, I leave a little gap around M, and then you don't have to rearrange all of them to put
smart.
Something new at A. But you rearrange them, same CDs are out later.
Mm.
And then it's
maybe it's the packaging.
It was so. Then we finally got it to stop. I got a Velvet Elvis. I'm getting ahead of myself. Like I'm sitting there with a girlfriend. And she's like, the CDs, I think that's so weird. I don't like being in your basement. And I'm like, what's going to happen? She's like, what if it's like somebody trying to talk to us? And I'm like, what if it's Elvis? And one of the CDs flew out of the thing.
And it was
like, what? It was Elvis, which is weird. But then I bought an Elvis Velvet painting thing, put it up there, and it never happened again. Like... Now, the reason I said it was Elvis is because the Elvis one had been coming out.
Okay.
But it didn't just come out a little. It went, it was like across the room. Kim was like, oh God. God. And I was like, what?
Would never go down there again.
I know. And this is what I'm saying. Just like you, it's just like, I had a futon down there. I slept there.
No.
That's insane. Like, I look back and go, bro, that place was full on haunted.
Yeah.
And you're just taking a shower.
But again, not by a poltergeist. Yeah. Just someone.
Well, maybe.
That's no, it was just someone who liked music. That's
great. Or perhaps
great.
The floor was just gently sloped.
No, they're on top of a cabinet. I mean, then why wouldn't they all come out?
Yeah. Why because of the slope. That's just that's why it's the same ones every time. It's
no,
the same
but then
slope.
You move you didn't it. Move. You move, like, do you understand? It's like a CD rack where you slide them in. Right? Okay.
Like and in the old radio.
Rearrange them is what
yes,
you're saying.
Yes, you rearrange
time?
Them and the same ones are coming out.
And if the flying out doesn't explain, the slope doesn't explain the flying out either. But
I'm just saying, you can't take a shower where there was a knock on the other side. You just don't do that.
Yeah,
you don't go back and take another shower.
And we had the sound system thing happen like two other times while we lived there with never an explanation.
It just doesn't make sense that you just go, okay, we just live in a place. And all I'm saying about what it didn't do anything, it just likes music. Like, think of it like this. You go on the other side and you don't know how to do anything. So you start small and you're like, I'm going to see if I can move one of these CDs. Oh, they're getting good at it. They got so good they could launch one. Eventually, yeah. Right?
And then what?
Is that how
and
it works?
And then what? That's what I'm saying.
And then they gave up.
So because I put up an Elvis thing and they were happy.
You're just not a believer?
He's not. You're
no, I have never had anything like that happen to me. Ever.
Oh, nothing.
No. And I hear knocks on the outside of my house a lot and it's just the wind.
The wind doesn't have a fist. Or
the
have,
wind like, doesn't go.
Or we have like a wreath on our door and the wind kind of blows it and...
Oh my God, you're
noise.
Such a naysayer. Are you going to be able to screen calls for this? Are you going to be able to get people?
Sure, yeah.
But are you going to be like, that's stupid, but I'll put you on the air? Is that what you're going to do?
He won't say it, but he'll think it.
Yeah, I will think it, yeah. I will think it.
All right. I've got another
because nothing
story.
Ever happens. Like, it's like, it's scary, but then it's like, and then what? When does the rubber meet the road with the ghost stories? You
okay.
Know?
If you've got a ghost story.
When is it like, and then I was killed.
Okay. Well, then you can't tell about
call
it.
Call in if you were killed by a ghost.
Okay. If you've got a good ghost story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423. Call or text. Go ahead.
Do you not have any good ones?
No, I don't know. I'm like open to it, but I truly don't know because I... am automatically like, nah, I can explain it with like whatever.
Okay, well, my grandparents had a home. They bought it from a man who's, okay. Is that a whale?
It's actually just supposed to be a ghost whale. Okay. But
my grandparents had this home that they bought from a man whose wife had passed in the home.
Mm.
The home has been in our family still to this day for like, I think it's like 50, 60 years now.
Okay.
And we started to know about Mrs. Wells. The woman who passed in the home, because things would happen. The dogs would bark out weird, like at silence.
It's dogs and cats will like look at something and yes. There's nothing there. And you're like,
what
oh,
do you
what?
See? Swanson did that today on a walk, by the way. Terrifying. But so my dog used to pace the edges of the bed when my mom was sleeping in it. And she was always like, what is going on? And then a different night, we were really young. She was sleeping in a different room and the door cracked open a bit. And she was like, oh, it must be one of the kids coming in. And she saw an outline of an old woman.
Shut.
Kind of holding her hands, like just checking in. She wasn't there to harm. And I think my mom said she felt like a peace. Like, she's wow. Not going to hurt me.
Again, by all means, just continue to live there.
I know.
By all means, stop.
And we just, because it's a nice
time.
Lady.
It doesn't.
Right. And this one is, we do think she's a nice lady who just loves that she's like watching a family
grow
spend
and
their
live
time there.
Don't
I love
like
that.
It.
Yeah, well, Mrs. Wells is very famous in our family, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one that I'm always reminded of, and we want to take your calls, but like most of you in the room have heard it. There was a family who bought a house and they bought it because there was like a swing set in the back and like tetherball and volleyball net and the whole thing. Oh. And then their kids out back playing and their kid had this imaginary friend named like Sheila or something, right? And they were telling the neighbors about their kid's imaginary friend, Sheila, and the neighbor's face just go ashen. And they're like, I'm sorry, what?
Because there like, was a kid.
There was a kid who was playing tetherball by herself in the backyard. And the tetherball wrapped around her throat and choked her, basically hung her.
Right.
She died, and her name was Sheila.
I don't like that.
And the little boy who moved in was just out in the backyard knocking around. It's like, oh, you want to play with me? And they, and he and the dead kid became friends.
The ghost?
Yeah.
That's like you would remove the tetherball.
Yeah.
I mean, think like they're pretty much gone everywhere now because it was like, because in schools, it was a chain.
Yeah, that was real dangerous.
Like, it's wow. It was like the Passion of the Christ kind of like horrifying. It was like the war. It's like, this is going to hurt you one way or the other. We're going to make sure you're dead from tetherball. But like, that's, how do you explain? The kid would have
and
research who died at this address on... Mm-hmm. He'd have no way of knowing the name of the little girl.
Why wasn't that disclosed before they bought the house? That's what I want to know. I'm going to get into the paperwork.
If you're going to do this on every one of them, you're going to be excused.
We're going to kick you out of the studio.
All right. So if you've got a good ghost story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiak is back in the room after getting us some phone calls. Mm-hmm. Are you a believer yet?
I barely made it in here. The hallway... little haunted.
Okay. Little,
some creaks. I don't know.
Eric.
Yai.
Ghost stories. So, what do you got?
Yeah. So you don't know me, but if you did, I don't believe in this sort of thing normally. Okay. My wife's all about it. She wants to go to graveyards and go ghost hunting with Teslas, you know.
It does work. Yeah. I swear to God, it works. It's wild.
It's she's all about trying to do it. So anyway, we have cameras, like, you know, outside of our house and inside of our house. He got a notification when we were both gone that there was a human alert, like that walked into the front door.
Yep.
She checked the camera. The light turned on, then turned back off. I wasn't home. She wasn't home. No one was home. I get if the lights were on and, you know, they flicker or something, but the light was actually off and you can hear it click on, click off on the camera with a human alert. It was, I saw it. I'm like, I became a believer. I'm like, what the heck?
But you couldn't on the camera see the silhouette, but the camera recognized
it. It said a human alert, and the light turned on in the our laundry room, and then it shut back off, and there was a person.
I had a friend of show, exact same thing. They had cameras. They were afraid of a break-in in one of their window wells, and they put the thing. It was like person backyard, and they were like, nothing.
Yeah.
But there was, on their camera, there was a shadow.
Yeah. I've gotten the person alert before, and you go out and there's no one there, and there's been a bug crawling on the little camera. I swear. And you're like, you can't see. You're like, no one's. And then,
Eric, don't let him ruin this for you.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate
the
call.
Maybe an exterminator.
At least three of us appreciated your call. Casey?
Yay.
Ghost stories. What do you got?
So the house that I grew up in, I lived upstairs. My bedroom was upstairs. And so many things would happen. You'd hear footsteps coming up and down the stairs and just lots of things. There was an attic up there and you'd hear knocking on the doors.
Okay.
But the one thing, and it happened quite a few times, I was sleeping and all of a sudden I was woken up. Something grabbed my hand and dragged me out of my bed.
No.
On the floor, it was... And, you know, it was dark, so I thought, you know, maybe it was my sister, but The first time it happened, I thought it was my sister, so I ran downstairs. She was asleep in her bed.
That's what I'm saying.
And it happened five or six times.
Okay. Yeah.
Five or six times?
And you go back to bed.
And that's why I don't believe it. Someone drags me out of bed, I'm never going back in the house. I'm not letting it happen five more times.
But you have no explanation. As a kid, you have no option.
You don't have an option.
Did you tell your parents about it?
My sister had experienced stuff too, and we told her mom and dad, but they never.
Your parents, you know who your parents are?
T-Hack.
They're you, T-Hack. They're like, what? You're making it up.
They are T-Hack.
Yes.
Logical.
Lame.
Mature. That's what you want to be.
Idiot.
Low creativity.
Unseeing. Yeah. Thank you. All right. But you're okay and nobody got killed.
Oh, yeah. Totally fine.
Yeah. Totally. Thank you, Casey.
Just traumatized for forever.
Brandy?
Yay.
Ghost stories. What do you got?
So my daughter was about 3 years old and we were driving down the road and we were driving by a huge cemetery. And she goes, Mom, what are all those people doing over there in that field?
Uh-uh.
And it was completely empty. There was nobody in the field, in the cemetery.
And she's not old enough to be playing a prank on you.
No.
She honestly wanted to know. And then there was like a few things after that. She like would talk to like my...
Did we lose you? Talk to someone.
I'm going to say this.
They heard her talking about
it. I firmly believe that we can all see it when we're little.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And then you get afraid to say you see it because of people like T-Hack.
Right.
Because they go, you don't see that. And you're like, oh, I guess, okay. I guess I don't. And we all convince ourselves we don't until we don't.
And then it's closed off. And
yes. That's why.
Yeah.
So you saw ghosts when you were a kid?
I don't remember. I've blocked it out. But like, who has imaginary friends? Little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then you outgrow them or people make you feel like crap for having them. And then that's when Bing Bong dies. You're the one who kills Bing Bong.
How dare you bring that up?
I'm bringing it up because T-Hack is the reason Bing Bong is dead.
They were probably holding awake. They were in a moving car as they passed by. It's really elementary stuff.
Steph?
Yay.
Ghost stories. What do you got?
Yeah, so when I was in high school, I did a sleepover with like five other girls at a friend's house. Their parents went out on like a date or something. They were going to be out most of the night. And they had like the four-level house where all the rooms are like on the top floor. And then there's like a basement. And we were all hanging out in her room and we heard someone go, hello,
no.
Can you hear me? And one of the younger girls thought that my friend's older sister was like got to the house or something. So she started like calling for her older sister and we were like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I hear someone. And we all like stopped to listen and we could hear, hello, can you hear me? Hello, coming from the basement. And so we like went and kind of looked around the house and there was no one in the house. There were no like toys going off, nothing, and we just kept hearing, hello, can you hear me, coming from the basement. And so we freaked out and ran upstairs, locked ourselves in her parents' room, and then we started seeing shadows like walking past the door, like someone was outside the door.
No, I would have called 911.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we ended up calling her parents because we were like, are you here? Like, is someone messing
with us? Are you like pranking
us? And they're like, no, like, we won't be home for another few hours. Like, what's going on? And they just thought we were being ridiculous. But
again, the parents just don't believe you.
No, they don't. Never.
Okay. I don't.
And T-Hack just thinks it's funny.
Well, it sounds like the older sister had a friend. It was kind of a double team prank. And that was the friend leaving afterwards. Those were the footsteps you saw.
This is not the first. Like, I used to be visited by the Hat Man. Stuff like that. Like, this isn't the first time something like this happened. So,
the Hat Man?
That's so scary.
You had us tell Hat Man.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.